This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
For the past few years, Australia's longest-running soap, Neighbours, has been doing just what the theme song suggests and trying to find the perfect blend of modern suburbia. And tomorrow night, Erinsborough's first transgender resident makes her debut. We welcome on the phone this morning transgender activist and actor Georgie Stone and her mum, Rebecca Robinson, who's written a book about raising a transgender child. Ladies, welcome to Joy.
Thank you
very much.
Firstly, Georgie, Neighbours is an Aussie institution and a worldwide export. What does it mean to you at the age of 19 to get to play this character to an international audience?
I'm so over the moon and really, I can't believe it's happening. I can't believe it's tomorrow night. I feel really proud. I feel really proud of the storyline. I feel very proud of the show. They're really excited as well for this character, for everyone to meet the character.
And Georgie, I've heard in the works that you approached the executive producer yourself and pitched this storyline. What do you hope seeing a transgender character and actor on Australian TV will mean for others?
I really hope it gives other people hope that there will be more characters like this and more stories like this. I knew that I would have to, you know, pitch the character because there were no characters like this when I was growing up.
Yeah, because you want it done right.
Yeah. I really wanted to make sure that this storyline was authentic and respectful and that it was a good character as well. But I really hope that other trans young people can look at this character, can look at Mackenzie and see themselves in her, and I hope they're given hope that they will be okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Now, Rebecca, you were always supportive at home of Georgie growing up as a girl, but was there much information and support for you as a parent of a transgender child at that stage?
No, there was very little at all. I had lots of fruitless and somewhat distressing searches on the internet trying to find guidance here in Australia, and there was absolutely nothing for somebody parenting a trans child. So it was a very worrying time, and I think all the things that I read sort of reinforced all of my fears and all the stereotypes I had in my head about what life my child might have. So it was pretty isolating.
Yeah, of course.
And you've written a book about your experiences as a parent, which will hopefully give so much light to a lot of other parents that experience the same as what you have. It's about a girl, and it hits the shelves next week. And what do you hope this book will achieve?
I think, I wanted to do it for myself and my family to take some time to reflect on what the last 20 years of our lives has sort of been about.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to record the history, especially around the law reform, removing the Family Court of Australia from the jurisdiction of this particular medical treatment.
Yeah, amazing.
And but I did want people to understand more, get a better insight at this point in time where trans people are being used as a slippery slope argument in pretty much everything. Every argument against anything is probably to do with a trans person. I'm surprised they haven't blamed climate change on trans people, honestly.
That's right.
So I really wanted to make a contribution and an offering for people to look into our life. And we certainly don't want to speak for everybody because we know that other people have different experiences. And we also know that my family have privileges that others don't. So, but we wanted folks to have an insight into our lives and what the story is actually more likely to be, as opposed to what some other media outlets hysterically claim the story actually is. So,
it's great to just have that real life story that other parents can read and
look
understand.
Straight too,
People who are kind of curious about trans lives but don't know where to get that information, and so it's not just for other parents, it's for other people who may want to know more but don't know where to start.
Beautiful place to start. I mean, Georgie, it sounds like you've had such a beautiful upbringing with a lot of support, but your character, Mackenzie, doesn't have the same support from her parents that you did. How did it feel playing a character with such a different backstory?
It was very interesting. I was very lucky with my parents both supporting me. But Mackenzie, on the other hand, she hasn't seen her dad since she was 10 years old. And her mum, who was very supportive, unfortunately passed away a few years ago. So I try to think about what my life would have been like and how it would have turned out and how I would have been different if those kind of things had happened to me. And I know in our community, for many, our chosen family is our real family, because sometimes our mum and dad or the people around us let us down. And it's our chosen family that really helps get us through. And that's what I had in mind, and that's what the writers had in mind when we were creating this story. And we want to tell that story that I think so many LGBTIQ people can resonate with.
Yeah, fantastic. So, Georgie, we know Ramsey Street is always full of non-stop antics. So after Mackenzie does tell her story to her new classmates, how quickly does she get involved in the everyday shenanigans on Ramsey Street?
Oh, very quickly.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a wild ride. It's going to be a lot of fun. And a lot of, I suppose, antics that have nothing to do with her being trans. She just gets whipped up into the drama.
Fantastic.
And it's going to be so much fun to see.
Excellent.
You're going to catch all of that drama. It's tomorrow evening at 6:30 on 10 Peach. Georgie's debut on Neighbours and Rebecca Robertson's book About a Girl is available from September 3rd through Penguin Random House. It's all happening in your household. I'm so excited for the both of you. Georgie and Rebecca, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.